Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hello, everyone, again, and welcome to another episode of An Axe to Grind. We've had a week or so off due to Origin commitments and Gilly earning half his yearly salary, just getting pissed at functions and telling lies. But, you know, we'll do what you got to do. Gilly, let's just go straight into Origin 1. Fantastic game, if you can remember it after all the beers drank. How good was that comeback? Where did you see the game being won for Queensland?
Yeah, no, it was obviously a hectic start, and Queensland could have scored a couple of tries early, and full credit to New South Wales for hanging in there in the first 15, 20 minutes. And I thought we did well to be 8-0 down at half time, to be honest. In the end, we could have been 14-0 up as well. But anyway, that's Origin. You never know what's going to happen. But I really... bamboozled me what New South Wales did in the second half, because they went away from what they were doing well, getting Damien Cook out from dummy half really quickly and quick play the balls. They went side to side too much for my liking, but which I'm not going to tell them that. But, I just thought our direct running was a lot better, and defensively I thought they were a lot better in the second half. Too many missed tackles in the first half, but they got that together in the second half, which was great. Josh Papali, for me, was sensational in the middle of the ruck. All the tied forwards did a great job, and hopefully now we can go over to Perth and make it 2-0.
Yeah, I thought the mobility of Queensland's pack just did a number on the Blues pack in that second half.
Yeah,
some of the rushing defence from Queensland, picking their moments to surge out of the line. And
I thought actually David Clemmer was the best forward on the field up until half time, and they're going to miss him hugely in the second game. But they went away and they didn't bring him back on for a fair while and stuff like that. So I don't know what they were doing there. A few changes to their side as well, but. And I was saying earlier, before the series kicked off, that New South Wales had a cast of thousands in the front row, but now it's really tested now. And they're going to miss Clemmer big time.
No McLean.
Yeah, exactly right, exactly right.
He would have been straight in.
You know, and Regan Campbell-Gillard is probably still lacking a bit of confidence after that massive fracture in his face. So, I shouldn't say it's good to see, but they're coming into our kind of realms a bit now, having limited numbers to pick from.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like from when you played for before that, Winardi, all the way back for the eons of history, Queensland's never had the best team on paper except for the Smith first.
Yeah. That era.
Period.
Yeah.
But this is... what's normal is Queensland don't have the best team on paper, but they often find a way to play better.
Yeah, well, and the best thing about Origin and Test footy and the big games, it's not names on paper that win you the game. It's the blokes getting in and having a dig. That's the beauty about good coaching as well. You need to take your ego out of play sometimes and a very basic game plan and rep footy. I've been around it a fair while, and it's about the players. You can bet the best names on paper. Sorry, and doesn't necessarily mean you're going to play well together. You need that combination and that pretty basic ripping in type mentality, and that's what Queensland had, and especially the second half. But we need to get a lot better in the second game if we're going to win that game over there in Perth, because New South Wales be a lot better as well.
Yeah, they will be. And there's so much room for improvement. I still don't think they have any idea how to use Kalyn Ponga. Yeah. Thought in the first half he was underutilised. And like you say, Queensland were lucky because in the first half, New South Wales made a lot of half breaks, Tedesco, yeah. Cook, etc., and just couldn't capitalise. But at the same time, there was that Will Chambers break, was a Munster break.
Well, both teams have just missed opportunities, weren't it, in the first half. But that's what happens in the first Origin game. It's a bit clunky. You know, a few balls hit the ground and things like that. But the polish will be on the second and third game. And obviously, hopefully, Queensland gets a bit more polish than New South Wales.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and what a great opportunity in Perth where you think Queensland would essentially have the home ground advantage. You'd think there'd be more supporters for Queensland because everyone else hates New South Wales. So it's a great opportunity to wrap the series up.
Oh, it'd be great, wouldn't it? You know, I mean, because you don't really want to go down to Sydney.
No.
You know, one all. It's been done before, but it is a lot harder, you know, and not having a crack at the referees, but they'll be under the pump in New South Wales as well with the crowd, you know, advantage and stuff like that. So, yeah, it'd be nice to wrap it up in Perth.
On some NRL, your Titans got probably their best win of the season over the Broncos. I thought they played really well, especially considering all the drama with Ash Taylor, it's really unfortunate what's happened to him, and hopefully he gets healthier with his time out of the game. But Tyrone Roberts I think he's the most underrated player in the NRL.
Yeah, well, he's the captain of the side, but he's not a natural leader, Tyrone. He just likes to go about his own game and worry about that. So he's trying to work out the captaincy side of things. Amazing, because, as you said, Ash Taylor pulling out, you know, basically a couple of days before the game starts, and even Bryce Cartwright was out as well in the last minute.
The pressure on guard.
Oh, exactly right. So, and
Tyrone Peachey might be going.
Mate, the big thing is, though, mate, they've been in, bar two games this year, they've been in every game, you know, and that bit of, as we said before in the Origin, about the bit of polish, you know, like the 16-0, you know, a couple of games as well, 14-0 and stuff like that. Just don't know how to close out a game. And they still made it hard for themselves against the Broncos the other night. They invited the Broncos back into the game, which is frustrating because, geez, I'd like to see them just put 30 or 40 on a team and you know, keep them out. So, I mean, but that's getting experience. A lot of those young blokes, Maui for Fedewika, how good's he going, the young front rower? 19-year-old, mate,
see
in the front row. Well, you know, I'll ask him about that next week.
He will be now.
Yeah, exactly. But, mate, how good is he? 19-year-old in the front row, plays big minutes, mate, and lovely fella. And they've got the crust there of a really good side. And they've AJ Brimson and Jesse Arthurs and those blokes and Jai Whitbread and them. I think they've signed up quite a few of them right now. If they can keep the crust of that side together, mate, the next 4 or 5 years, they'll be really good.
Yeah, yeah. They've, on the other end, they have some big money players who aren't delivering. But you're right. Arthurs, AJ Brimson, Fotuiaka, they're three really good players. Ash Taylor can still be a really good player.
Of course he could be. I mean, I just hope he gets himself together. And if he was on $200,000 a year, Chris, no one would be talking about, you know, what's happened. But anyway, that's life, and you got to deal with that. But, you know, just getting back to, you know, Blake's talking about social media, the pressures from social media, get off the bloody thing.
That's what I heard.
You know, it's just, you know, honestly, and, you know, we see poor young people, you know, taking their own lives and things like that from the buffheads on social media. It does my head in. You know, you tell your kids not to get on there, you know, to social media because there's idiots on there. But, yeah, but adults will get on there. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, the weakest ward are people that want to downgrade people because they haven't got a life themselves.
Oh, you know what exactly I mean?
Like,
right.
And they're jealous and whatever. You know, but they're, you know, something my father always said to me as well, you know, if you can't say it to someone's face, you don't say it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So, and they wouldn't say it to your face.
No.
You know what I mean? So, hopefully he gets things sorted out. Benny Hunt a couple of years ago too, mate. You know,
last year he had some really real issues with
exactly
it.
Right.
I remember doing a piece with his missus on
it. And he's got himself together now. He's off social media and, you know, stuff like that. So, good on him.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I cop it as well. And I remember when I first started getting it, I did get a bit upset. This is when I was much younger. And then I sort of realised, like, who cares what these dickheads
think? Yeah, exactly right.
If they're taking time out of their life to pot shot me, like, what does it matter?
No.
And that's the attitude NRL players have who have it much, much worse than I would ever have it.
Mm.
You just got to just give it away. The problem is, though, they want to be on there because for sponsorships.
Exactly right.
Their sponsors
you
want
can't
them
have
on
both
there.
Of ways. Yeah,
their sponsors want them on there spruiking their stuff. So you got to find a way to be able to just get on there. Look, if you want to spruik a sponsor, do it, and then just get off.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, get on and get off. Yeah, but I mean, yeah, the people, we shouldn't even talk about them, but I mean, there's weak as water and got no balls, basically.
Yeah, exactly right. In that game, though, we saw another ankle injury. Tom Dearden went down. Looks like he's going to having surgery today. He's probably going to have 6 weeks out. You've got a bit of a theory on this, because there's a lot of ankle injuries, a lot of lower leg injuries.
Mate, I've been talking to a couple of physios the last couple of years, and my biggest concern nowadays, and not having to go at the boot manufacturers, but they're made for soccer players, right? Or footballers, you know, really. For 50 kilo soccer players, right? Nike and Adidas and all these makers, they're made because rugby league's a spit in the ocean to them. They couldn't care less about rugby league, to be honest. They don't sell that many boots, you know, obviously, but over in the north of England and Australia and New Zealand, they probably sell a few, and rugby union as well. But they're made for little blokes. For 50 kilos. They're not made for blokes 110, 115 kilos, smashing each other, running 100 mile an hour and you know, two or three blokes in the tackle. I just think the footy boots these days, your mobile phone weighs more than the footy boots now.
Wow.
Okay? And they've got no support in them whatsoever. And I know I'll probably get some noses out of joint by saying this, but it's the support on the footy boots from the old days. They were heavier, right? No doubt about it. But they give you more support. You know, and I've worn some, you know, heap of different boots, and I won't name names, but there are better boots than others. And the old boots, I remember some of the top blokes in the Queensland side used to wear really supportive boots for training all the time. Then they wear the light ones for the games. You know what I mean? So I reckon the players are going to look long term as well. You know, just running in these, you know, no supported boots, you know. The amount of running they do during a week, you know, it's mainly on the grass, of course, but it's got to have a detrimental effect to your feet, you know, and your knees and your ankles long term.
Why do they like that? Why is the lighter?
Because they're lighter. Because they and they don't feel as if they're carrying
it. So it's like wearing lighter boxing gloves. You're 100%
right.
Feel a bit more energetic.
Yeah, you think so? Yeah, a lot of it's mental, mate, as well, because and the look.
Yeah.
Right. You've got to face fact the look. You know, the colours and all that. They look good. You know what I mean? And they get given free boots. A lot of the top players. So they just turn up, and they wear them for three or four games. Toss them out. Get another pair. And where years ago the old footy boots, you'd have a training pair and you'd have a playing pair, right? And they'd last you all year. And then your playing pair become your training pair next year. And then you get a brand new pair of boots. You know, so, yeah, I don't know. I've spoke to physios and they seem to think there's something in there. I mean, I'm no doctor or anything like that by any means, but we're in trouble if I was. But, you know, I mean, like, I think it's got something in it.
Yeah. Well, I reckon you should make your own, mate. Gilly's boots allow you to keep smashing people year after year.
Gum boots. You can kick them and don't hurt them.
I reckon we're onto Rinna there. I want 10%.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Well, let's just get through to this week's games. It's a funny period, isn't it? Because there's still going to be players missing for Origin.
Yep.
And then at the same time, you've got the Queensland camp. Actually, they go into camp in Perth on Sunday.
Sunday, yeah. Well, the girls kick off this weekend too,
that's
mate.
Right.
Well, so we're going to camp on Friday with the Queensland women's side. So they'll be playing in North Sydney next Friday night.
So you're
as
running
well.
The water, doing some
training? Yeah. I'm going into camp with them full time this week. So, which would be good, looking forward to giving Jason Hetherington a hand. So, Dalton says he needs another male bloke in there to talk to. He said because those girls drive him mad. He said.
Why have they got the two ugliest old woody heads to coach the women? I don't know. Yeah. Is there a sort of strategy there somehow?
You don't think they're going to look at us?
No.
so there's no distractions?
No distractions.
No, okay, right. Oh, I see where you're coming
from. There's a reason Trent Barrett's not there. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, okay. They call them the Light Tower. No, I won't go there. Yeah. let's just get into the games in a very awkward segue. Raiders, yeah. Sharks, Thursday. Jeez, the Sharks are impressive, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And my, a mate of mine's had a couple of bucks on them to win the comp. So, I don't know. I've tossed and turned on this one. The only reason I've gone the Raiders is that they're at home. Mm. But I think the Sharks have got a pretty good record down there as well. So, I reckon they're on the way up, no doubt about that. And the Raiders, geez, they scored some impressive tries against the Tigers. What about some of the soccer skills or something? Amazing. So I went the Raiders, mate, but I've got no idea on that game.
And the Sharks, I'll tell you, the injuries the Sharks suffered are helping them now because none of their origin potentials had enough time to impress.
Exactly. Well, Wade Graham, how good did he play?
Yeah.
After the amount of time he's come back. He's played 33 minutes or something. And, mate, he's a big chance of getting picked for New South Wales after two games. That's how good a player he is.
Titans, Warriors, we obviously know you're going for the Titans.
But
this is an important game, and for both teams. Both teams are on that sort of, if they're going to make the eight, they're both unlikely. If they're going to make it, this is where they have to
And you've got to get a run going, haven't you? I mean, and we've seen it, we mentioned it a while ago, that, you know, obviously look at the Knights. They're going to punt Nathan Brown. All of a sudden they win six in a row and playing good footy. So, but they've got their cruster there. They've got no injuries, bar Clemmer now. Which is a big loss, they got their best side in the park, the Knights, which helps big time. So I'm looking forward to seeing how the Titans can back up that good win last week.
I think the Titans can actually. I think they'll win that. Cowboys and the Tigers. Oh. Cowboys unlucky last week. Look, I understand what the bunker rule with that Reuben Cotter try. I just think, was it really going to make a difference?
Common sense a little bit. Should come into play. I'm going the cows, mate.
They should. Tigers. It's funny, they had that success early in the year, but when you look at their side on paper, you just think, how can they?
Well, they're saying now Tim Manor might be a chance of playing for the Tigers too, from Parramatta, Parramatta. See what happens there.
Storm and Knights, a huge game. Ponga will play, so that's a big in for them. But you do wish Clemmer was there, so it was sort of full strength.
Exactly right.
But how's the Storm not having Smith and Origin anymore?
Well, that's what I said. You know, I said it's the best thing to do for the Storm, obviously. And then because he's been there, done that, so the blokes who come back, you know, especially Cameron Munster and Will Chambers and those blokes come back, and they've done it before as well. But they see Smithy and they want to let him down because they know how many times he's backed up from the Melbourne Storm as well. So that lifts them to another level. Don't worry about that. So, I'm going to go the Storm, but it'll be a good game.
Yeah, okay. So you've got the, so far, we'll just recall, you've got the Titans, you've got the, did you tip the Raiders?
Yeah, you tipped the Raiders, the Titans, the Cowboys,
and the Storm. You're on all the home teams so far. Rabbitohs, Panthers, huge game for the Rabbitohs who have been struggling a bit.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm going to go the Panthers here.
Yeah, okay.
Because I think Sam Burgess is out as well, and we don't know what's going to happen there with two, maybe a couple of charges there, like a headbutt there and one headbutt, but anyway. But, I think Maloney will be inspired. He wants to prove a point that he wants to get in that New South Wales side as well. Regan Campbell-Gillard as well, maybe looking to push his claims there as well. So, I'm going to go the Panthers in a bit of an upset here.
Eels, Broncos, the Bronx, you would think, missing Deed and missing Alex Galen. Sean O'Sullivan will be the new halfback for the Broncos.
I was a little bit disappointed in their forwards last week, the Broncos.
Yeah, Pangai had a shocking first half and a good second half. Mm. When Pangai Jr. seems to think, I'm just going to make metres.
Yeah, and they've still got a good forward pack this weekend. I think Alex Glenn might be out.
But that means Fifita will start.
Yeah, that's right, which is a good thing.
He was sensational for Queensland.
So, but Parramatta at their new ground, mate, they're hot and cold. They go good 1 week, rubbish the next. So I'd love to tip the Broncos, but I'm going to go the Eels.
Yeah, I think the Eels will win that too. Yeah. Seagulls, Dragons, two teams who are now getting back towards full fitness. Corey Norman just slotted back in last week
didn't
for
he?
Dragons.
Yeah.
Ben Hunt was sensational as well. And then Seagulls obviously have Cherry Evans back. So this will be a cracker, I reckon.
Sensational game. And Tom Dvojevic, another game Turbo. under his
belt. If he plays well, he probably gets back in the Blues.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. This is a tough one too. I nearly went Manly, but actually I'm going to go the Dragons. They look really impressive.
Even though it's at Brookie.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go the Dragons in this one.
Roosters, Dogs to finish. This is a chance the Roosters get their, you know, their top four back in shape after a few losses in a row.
But obviously Trent Robinson was a little bit, not scathing, but he said he had a few blokes that were probably weren't at their best, you know, the last few weeks. And they were always going to hit a bit of a flat spot because they did come out humming again, didn't they, after the win in the grand final last year. So, yeah, I'm going to go the Roosters in that one.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just looking at the ladder now, and there's a real gap, isn't there, between that top three of the Storm, Rabbitohs, Roosters, and it's those three, and the rest are sort of, I don't see anyone other than those three winning it, do you?
Yeah, well, not at the moment. I mean,
maybe the Knights. The Knights could be a dark horse there with Ponga.
Well, the Raiders, I think if they can, they're starting to get a few back. Rapana, BJ Lelua, if he comes, you know, like if he's back to full fitness and stuff like that, some of them blokes might be a bit fresh as well.
Yeah.
The Raiders, you know what I mean? And the Poms been very good for him.
Bateman, yeah, he's
Yeah, yeah. And, I don't know. They could be a smoky as well. But for mine at the moment, as we mentioned it before, with the they're going to get players coming back, Cronulla are a bit of a dark horse here at the moment.
Yeah, okay. That Bronson Cherry's a player, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's got a mistake in him at the moment, but a bit of space and he's
But do you see how much better he was having Wade Graham there?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, just obviously guiding, giving him a bit of confidence, just telling him where to run and stuff like that, mate. He's a footy player, Wade Graham. I know I've said it before, but love watching him play.
Well, that'll do us this week. If you want Gilly to get drunk at your function and tell tales, let us know and I'll take a bit of a cut on that too.
Right.
Thank you.
Bye.
An Axe to Grind is a production of 7 News Brisbane. Hosts are Trevor Gilminster and Chris Gary. Executive produced by Sally Eales and graphics by Paul O'Leary.